3, 2, and 1. Wake wins it, 113-101 in double overtime. 6 long years it's been since 2014 that Wake Forest bested Duke in basketball.
That was the voice of the Deke, Stan Cotton, on the Wake Forest Learfield IMG Sports Network. As he said, Wake Forest beating Duke for the first time since 2014. Danny Manning, the head coach of the Demon Deacons, kind enough to spend some time here. A lot of people are making a lot about this being your first win against the Blue Devils, but as we all know, Danny, you've been through all the heights a college basketball player can go through, and you've been at every level of basketball. But what gives you the most satisfaction today, with some time to reflect on it, seeing your guys who haven't experienced the highs of a court storm or the highs of beating a top 10 team go through it?
Well, you know, for me, we're always happy to see our guys have success. And that's, you know, the majority of the time people equate success for the young people that we come in contact with every day in the sport and on the court. But for us, we want well-rounded young men, and we have that here at Wake. And the game the other night was, to me, showed a lot of character from our young people because they continued to battle. There were opportunities where, you know, it was starting to look really bleak, but our guys continued to battle, encourage one another, and follow the game plan in terms of what we needed to do coming out of each timeout. And I just thought that was a testament to their hard work and grind and belief in one another. And Duke's a very talented team, great program. Coach K is a Hall of Famer, and they're always talented. I thought it was one of the better college basketball games that I've ever been a part of, just in terms of how the game went back and forth and different players making plays. It was fun to see as a fan, but it was a little stressful as a coach.
I'm sure it was. I'm glad you mentioned the way your team battled, because when you don't get rewarded for the way that you battle so many times, I imagine that can wear on a group. And the thing I've always admired about your team, regardless of record or in-game situation, your guys always seem to play hard. They run through a brick wall for you and your staff. What is that more a testament of? How you and your staff have prepared your team to approach game situations, or the type of players you bring in?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think, we get guys in our program that understand what we're asking of them, and they're willing, you know, and it's whether it's willing on the court, willing in the classroom, they bring that characteristic every time they step out on the court and understand that it's about our team and what we can do as a team to be successful. And that's probably the biggest thing that we try to share with our guys, continuing to develop and get better, and understand that you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, but regardless, give us the best that you have at that particular time on that day, and we can live with the results. And our guys have had some carryover from the last previous practices that were really competitive and tough, and you know, those situations carried over and helped us in the game the other night against a very talented Duke team.
Danny Manning with us here on Sports Hub Triad. He's on Twitter at Coach D Manning. Brandon Childress, he was emotional after this game. He was speaking to Katie George of the ACC Network and expressed that everybody overlooked him, he said, except for you guys and your staff and his teammates. They all believed in him, even at the end of the game when he was 0-for-10. But when we look at the recruiting of Brandon Childress, I think he had an offer from East Carolina, but not really noticed on the ACC circuit aside from you guys. Why do you think Brandon was overlooked?
Well, I mean, Brandon played on some really good teams. You know, he played on some really good teams. I remember going into a gym and you see Harry Giles, and you know Harry was number one player in the country. You see Quay Parker, you see Dennis Smith, you see a ton of talented players. And what we needed at the time of recruiting Brandon was we needed someone to come in that we were going to groom as our quarterback of the future. And he was going to be on a pace that his junior year, that would be his role on our team. So his freshman year, he comes in and he gets a taste of it. His sophomore year, he gets a little bit more. And then we give him the keys to the car his junior year. And he's continued to improve each day out. And, you know, the one thing about Brandon is he's a competitor. You know, he's got great character. And he's not afraid to miss shots. And, you know, he struggled offensively. But for us, there was no question that he was going to be out there at the end of the game and we were going to make sure the ball was in his hands. And we got some matchups that we liked, and he made some tough shots. He did. And he got our guys in spots. He communicated. I thought he played a really good ball game just in terms of the communication level that he had with his teammates and imploring them to get stops, imploring them to be aggressive and to attack and continue himself to stay ready for the moment. And, you know, he got an opportunity, and he made some plays for us.
What does a quad rolling look like for somebody who hasn't been a part of it? Because I saw video and picture of you being out there and seeing all the toilet paper hanging from all over the place at the quad.
It's a beautiful sight. It is. You know, we've got a great campus. We've got a beautiful campus. And, you know, to roll out there and you go see that vision, you see all of our students, you see quite a few of our faithful Demon Deacon fans out there, you know, enjoying a celebration. It was fun to see. And, you know, a lot of times for us as competitors, we're on to the next one. You know, and that's got to be our mindset game-wise. But I thought last night our guys going up on the quad, celebrating with our other student-athletes, especially our football players that were very supportive and have always been supportive of us, was a lot of fun to see along with our other students.
I thought you were going to answer the question a little bit differently, because after the game I asked you how the post-game locker room looked, and this is what you said.
Fun, excited. You know, a lot of guys, I mean, everybody was – As the young guys said, now they were lit. They were lit.
What was that? It was definitely that last night on the quad as well.
Is there any other terminology or artists you've picked up being around the youth of your team, being around the youth of college basketball?
Oh, absolutely. I've got to mix in some current lingo to catch their attention from time to time. I'm trying to relate to them.
You want to show off some of it? What do you got? What's in your arsenal, Danny?
You know what? I don't have much. I know lit was just the adjective that I heard quite a few of those guys saying when they were running back into the locker room after the game last night.
Well, it was lit, and we'll continue to see if things stay that way the rest of the way. Well, congratulations. I know a lot of people are happy for your guys and certainly happy for you as well. It was quite a sight at the Joel Coliseum. Appreciate you spending time here, and congratulations on the success.
Thanks a lot. Take care and have a great day.